love music? Is your playlist begging for new jams? Are you constantly scouring the web for new artists? Keep listening, because you have officially found your people. Dallas Music Network is a nonprofit organization that began during the pandemic. As the world was shutting down, we sought to create opportunities for musicians to thrive, to connect with audiences, and to use their passions to enrich the lives of others. Now that the world is opening up, we're even more committed to that vision. Dallas Music Network believes that everyone needs a little more music in their lives. As a TV streaming network, we've brought you live performances and exclusive interviews with some of the most talented up-and-coming artists. Now, we're excited to bring you all of that and more as a podcast. Dallas Music Network brings you the music and the artists you need to know, and we're so excited to bring you this brand new episode.
And now, Dallas Music Network presents The Spotlight.
Hi, I'm Cindy Cope.
And I'm John Paul.
And we are so excited to bring you back to a brand new episode of Dallas Music Network's The Spotlight.
Tonight, we're featuring the incomparable Medicine Man Revival.
This Dallas-based artist was described by NPR as a soulful, futuristic blend of gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, and it's a futuristic, mind-blowing genre you don't want to miss out on.
We'll hear more about what brought this powerful artist to the stage, but right now, Medicine Man Revival.
We'll be right back.
Keith Young, thank you for coming in this afternoon and talking to us.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
I read something. You said, we don't sell music, we give away culture.
Yeah.
You remember saying that?
Yes.
It was a quote attributed to you anyway.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So there's been, and I guess it's fairly new, the reality of us viewing music as a product. And I'd say before maybe the invention of the phonograph, it was more, music was about communicating something, a value, you know, or an aspiration. And it's a language. It's audible culture. It's how we pass down our most cherished values and our most heinous fears. Like, it's how we express humanity. And frankly, it's high science, you know? So to treat it as just a product that can be kind of mass produced and, you know, like, made this generic experience is personally, I think it's making us a little more shallow every decade. We're just, our values are just a little less rooted in what caused us to be 8 billion people on the planet, you know?
And how do you, with what you're doing, how are you setting about to change that?
So I'm involved with several initiatives and efforts, one of them namely being Truth to Power, which is partnered with the Dallas Mavericks. And we are seeking to exchange culture for philanthropy. We have empowered local nonprofits in the area with essentially investment and access to infrastructure that they may need. And we've done it by bringing culture to the people, you know? And
how does that work, though? How do you bring the culture to the people?
So Jeff Skin Wade of the Dallas Mavericks and Luke, we all endeavored to produce a compilation record with some of the most well-known Dallas-based as well as regional artists in that effort to take the publishing and the proceeds from the album and disperse it amongst the nonprofits. And so everyone from, you know, Leon we're all Fort Worth homies. So everybody to Leon, from Leon Bridges to Abraham Alexander to the Black Pumas to, I mean, S1, brilliant producers. I mean, there are so many people who wanted to express solidarity with what I think the world witnessed when they saw a police officer execute a man on the street. So, you know, one of the things that were most consistent, no matter what color you were, no matter what your cultural background was, everybody was asking, what do we do? You know,
like, right.
Everybody wanted to do or say something.
Everybody wanted to do something.
You know, and posting something was cool, but we need to attack the problem where it is, and where it lies is poverty. Poverty creates crime. Crime creates corruption. And so, being an artist is something that is, it's bred in me. You know, I grew up around really prolific artists. I'm probably the maybe third most talented person in my family, you know? I just did it longer than they were willing to be broke. So, you know, I got better at it. But my mission, though, is community, always. Always and first, before everything. So,
I'm so glad to hear you say that. Poverty,
yeah,
is the root of crime.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
It is.
How do you, in the world that you would see going forward, if you could make a mark on that, how would you help to fix that? I mean, education?
Education, access, infrastructure, you know, these, and investment. These four legs of the stool create healthy communities. Without them, you're exporting all of your talent out and you're never importing any of, you're never retaining that wealth. You're always pushing it out. It always leaves.
Where do they go? Just to something better.
Wherever that they can escape, wherever they can find opportunity.
Right.
You know, like, I truly believe this, especially when you look at pop culture today. Most pop culture, which, you know, in scope generates hundreds of billions of dollars, especially in this country, it comes from poor areas. I don't care if they're rural or if they're in the city. It comes from poor people. Our culture comes from poor people. If we do not shape our institutions and our infrastructure to invest back into where we get all this cultural wealth, it will dry up. It will dry up.
Knock, knock on the White House door.
hasn't it done that for a long time, though?
Yes.
That the culture comes from the poor people.
Yes.
And how do you fix that?
Well, it would be an easy thing to say, eradicate poverty. But the reality is, we will always have the poor with us as long as we live in a system that respects lack over abundance. Our system values scarcity. That's how we equate value. However rare something is, the more valuable it is. As long as that is the case, we'll always have poor people. But if we can provide a means of allowing those poor people the tools to exploit and benefit and own their own resources, their own intellectual property, then what we'll see is a regeneration of the neighborhoods. I mean, Compton was not always the ghetto. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a bunch of places that we see now that we think, are the blight of our society that were once very prominent, very healthy neighborhoods. But when those dollars don't circulate within those neighborhoods, they become hollowed out, And the cycle goes 10 years from now, gentrification happens, and we have a new neighborhood. But where's the culture? Where are the people who generate it? And those people, they generate culture because it's all they have. They have each other. That's where culture comes from. Two people sitting together sharing ideas. That's what it is. And when you don't have anything in common with the person next to you, culture does not come forth.
So when you talk about infrastructure as being one of the legs of the stool,
yes.
What does that look like as an example? Yes. How would the resources stay there with the people that actually created them?
Yes.
How could that work?
I believe that when you incentivize, production, then production follows. So no matter where you are, all of the false excuses about, not smart enough, not talented enough, not trained enough, all of those things go away when you properly incentivize production. So if I save Truth to Power, empowers this nonprofit to go into some schools and teach children how to create business plans, in our urban neighborhoods.
Right.
Then what you get from that is future business owners. And then what you get from that is future business owners who hire people where they're from. And then what you get from that is lower unemployment. And you get more opportunity and you get healthier neighborhoods. And the wealth stays within those neighborhoods. Of course, people have access to markets all over the world, but it's very important. It's very important for us to form a culture of supporting ourselves as communities, as a country, as the human race. We have to become more sustainable, and that's the proper use and recycling of resources has everything to do with that. And that includes people.
It's fascinating. Fascinating. And Godspeed to you. Let me know how I can help.
I definitely will, because all of us have to help. It's going to take everybody.
Tell us how we can see and hear more of you.
Well, so all the social medias, Keith Young. Right now, I am developing an app that will probably be home to all of the content I produce, as well as what I'm developing. So, and it's called The Root Project. And it's going to be something. It's going to be all of what I told you on your phone and
the. And whenabouts can we expect this?
This year.
Okay,
this
good.
Year. Yeah,
good.
This year, Q3, Q4.
All right. Well, Keat Young, thank you so much again for coming in.
Sir.
This has really been a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
And Godspeed to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And that's our show.
We'd like to thank Medicine Man Revival, our fantastic cast and crew here at the Dallas Music Network, and you at home for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow Dallas Music Network because we've got a ton more content coming your way.
Dallas Music Network is bringing you quality content to your favorite social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, and more.
So make sure you check us out, because we'll see you right back here very soon.
Good night.
Thanks so much for listening to the Dallas Music Network podcast. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe. We're just getting started, and we don't want you to miss a single new episode. If you really like what you hear, please be sure to rate and review. Every rating helps us to climb higher in the podcast ranking, so new listeners just like you can discover the artists we're showcasing. Dallas Music Network isn't just a podcast, though. We also host live performances, interviews, and more on our website, dallasmusicnetwork.com. That's dallasmusicnetwork.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. Just scroll up and click the links to catch the cool behind-the-scenes content we're posting to our social media channels daily. All Dallas Music Network shows can also be viewed on your TV through the two-stage TV app, available for free on all major TV streaming devices and in the Google Play and Apple App Stores for mobile devices. Dallas Music Network's shows, including this podcast, are brought to you in part by a generous gift from Timothy R. Wallace. We'll see you right back here really soon for more of the music you need to hear from the musicians you need to know.